This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. And we turn to the question of a mystery in the Midwest of the United States. I read from the CBS News report. A third Chinese national is accused of smuggling biological materials into the U.S. for work at a University of Michigan laboratory. The woman's name is Han, of the People's Republic of China, charged with smuggling goods into the U.S. and making false statements. Han is a doctoral student at the College of Life Science and Technology in China, in Wuhan. According to the criminal complaint, in 2024 and 2025, Han sent four packages to the U.S. from China containing concealed biological material. The packages were addressed to persons associated with the University of Michigan laboratory. Very mysterious, and we need help. So we go to our colleague, Sean Lin, former lab director of the viral disease branch of the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research. Sean was with us during the COVID pandemic and was very helpful identifying the likelihood, the high probability that the COVID-19 originated in Wuhan experiments. And it is more than suggestive that this same complaint against the Chinese national has something to do with Wuhan and his work there. Sean, this is number three. A very good evening to you. Number three, a young woman and her close friend were also charged these last days for bringing into the, I believe it was the Detroit airport, biological materials that are dangerous pathogens, dangerous to food crops. And they also were on their way to this lab at the University of Michigan. So of significance, the young woman carried a Chinese Communist Party card. She's a party member. And the U.S. attorney was very blunt in saying that we're looking at very dangerous material by Chinese nationals, and we can't presume that they had benign motives. What do we believe about these pathogens? What makes sense to you, Sean, why three Chinese nationals would deliberately risk this sort of scandal and abrupt end of their careers as far as outside of China? Why would they do this, or what were they thinking? Good evening to you, Sean.
Good evening, John. Thank you for inviting me to join your program. Yeah, I think these cases sounded serious alarm to the national security. So you mentioned about Han Chengxuan's cases. She smuggled probably roundworm named the C. elegans nematode samples into the United States without any proper protocol. And she's also a Communist Party member. She actually was also a branch secretary under the Life Science Institute in the Huazhong University of Science and Technology. And so she's also, just like the other lady that you mentioned, Jian Yunqing, who smuggled the fusarium's fungi into the University of Michigan. So both of them are Communist Party loyalties. And so they have to risk all their career to do this. And all of them know they are doing this illegal smuggling of pathogens, dangerous pathogens into the United States. And of course, we know the People Liberation Armies are very aggressive in driving China's military civil fusion. And so the university that these two ladies are affiliated, one of them is the Huazhong University of Science and Technology in Wuhan. The other one is in Zhejiang University. So both universities have strong ties with PLA, with many contracts with PLA for different advanced technology and the projects. And so they are definitely under military civil fusion protocols. So these raise the question whether there is any intention from PLA under the strategy of unrestricted warfare of bringing dangerous pathogens into the United States. And PLA overall is very aggressive in bioweapon developments. And that's also related to one case, the top microbiologist, Chiu Xiangguo, in Canada, in Canada's top microbiology lab in Winnipeg. She also violate all protocols, all safety protocols from the institute, from the government to ship dangerous Nipah samples to Wuhan Institute of Virology. So all of these people know what they are doing, but they still risk their whole career doing it. So I think there's a probably there's a high higher echelon PLA's intention behind all these movement. Although on the surface, it might be just like a crazy scientist who just want to bring any samples into the United States for convenience of their further research. But I think we should put into the perspective of national security breach and unrestricted warfare. Yeah.
Gordon, this is alarming because PLA, I didn't know about that connection. The People's Liberation Army and bioweapons and biowar and civil military fusion. This suggests that it was an operation, not an accident, I believe. Does that make sense, Gordon, that they would risk this scale, that the PLA would risk this scale of bioweapon?
Well, biological warfare, as Sean has pointed out, is a commanding height. In other words, it is a really important initiative of the People's Liberation Army. And obviously, to blight American agriculture, to attack farms and ranches, would be a high priority item. So, yes, it does make sense for them to do this. No question about it.
You have a question for Sean. We have a few minutes.
Sean, we already have head blight in the United States. That's what those two first researchers brought into here. Why would they bring in more head blight? Is this genetically modified, something that's not in this country already, or they just want to add to the amount of pathogens in our country?
Because of the head blight problems in China has been rampant, so many research institutes in China have conducted different genetic manipulations on these Fusarium graminearum's fungi. And so from the material that FBI confiscated from Jian Yunqing, we can see samples were labeled with ARP9, which is an actin-related gene known to influence chromatin remodeling and gene transcription. So it's this is definitely indicating those samples are genetically modified already. And so that's why I think they need to bring these new samples, new microorganisms into the United States. It could be for additional genetic manipulations. And so we don't know whether they targeted for any enhanced infectivity or pesticide resistance, or is actually for cross better survival. So we don't know. But it's dangerous to bring in any new genetic modified dangerous pathogen into the United States without proper permit and definitely for proper shipment as well. Yeah.
Sean Lin is a former lab director of the viral disease branch of the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research. He was extremely helpful during the COVID-19 pandemic to identify the probability that the Wuhan lab was the origin of the alternative COVID, the concocted COVID, surprisingly similar to what was suspect here about why bring pathogens into a lab in Michigan. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.